This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Tensions are high in Israel. Government officials there have warned of the possibility of terrorist reprisals once the U.S. and British attack on Iraq got underway. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke earlier with NPR's reporter there.
NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us from Tel Aviv. Peter, tell us, what is the mood there in Israel?
Alex, at the moment, it's relief tinged with some residual anxiety. Most folks are, of course, focusing on the push to Baghdad, but here in Israel, people are anxiously watching the western desert, mostly empty, but that's where any Scud missiles would be fired from if Saddam Hussein has them and is inclined to use them. Yesterday's missiles fired at Kuwait were not Scuds, and they didn't have the range to reach here, even if they were aimed this way. Israeli officials are saying that the chances of an attack appear quite low, but can't be ruled out. And so many residents here in Tel Aviv are walking around with their gas masks, and there's a silent radio channel that will come on with an emergency alert if anything is discovered, if they receive any intelligence from the U.S. that a Scud missile is on its way.
What about the Palestinians on the West Bank, Peter? Are they able to make any kinds of preparations for the possibility of attack?
Much more limited chance of preparations. Some of the Palestinians in the West Bank, such as Dukarm on Qalqilya on the western side, and near there in areas controlled by Israel, are supposed to be getting gas masks. They have not yet. In Ramallah, I know the two pharmacies that are selling gas masks are doing a very slow business. People say they're much more concerned about what the Israeli army might do. The big talk in the Palestinian territories is in Nablus, where evidently the first casualty of the war was a Palestinian truck driver. He's been a Jordanian resident for many years, killed on the Amman to Baghdad highway by a missile shrapnel yesterday. But clearly, the only problems so far have been some mistakes, injection of atropine on the Israeli side. Some teenagers have been hospitalized, and one family suffocated inside their sealed room. So far, no casualties due to anything coming from Iraq.
Here's Peter Kenyon in Tel Aviv. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.